everybody. This is Dani Johnson, and I first of all want to welcome all of you that are here for the very first time on this evening to hear some killer information that's going to be able to close out the end of your year and hopefully open up 2006. And I really want to extend a warm welcome for those of you that are here for the very first time listening to some screechy broad out in California on this crazy conference line to share some info with you. And I just want to tell you, want to thank the people who invited you on the call tonight, because you may find one little thing that can make a big difference in your life. Prior to getting started in business for myself, I was an uneducated 19-year-old female who grew up in a home where my parents were drug addicts and my father was extremely abusive. He told me my whole life I was fat, ugly, and that I would never amount to anything, and that I was stupid and I couldn't do anything right. And so when I heard about the business world, I definitely didn't think that I could ever succeed doing anything successful in business. I was just hoping to maybe get married and have a couple of kids and hopefully succeed at that. It took me a couple of months to get the courage to get started. And after I did, I failed the first 6 months. In fact, went $25,000 in debt the first 6 months, living off of my credit cards, trying to make the business work. And I failed miserably. I couldn't get anything going. Couldn't get customers. Couldn't get people to join me in my business venture. And then I heard about a training seminar that I could not afford. I didn't have funds available. And I certainly could find other things to do with my time than spend a boring weekend with a bunch of boring adults in some boring hotel room. And so, but I heard that if I didn't go, I was going to fail. And failing wasn't an option for me, and so I went, came out, made $4,000 the first 8 days. In just a few short months following that time period, made over $50,000, with my top check being over just under $21,000. This all happened by the time I was 21 years old. And then went off and got married to a guy who drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, and left me with a $35,000 debt. And that is literally exactly right where we're standing here right now. This is the exact period of time where this happened. Today, this is scary. I mean, it's 15 years ago, December of 1990, is when my husband took off and drained everything, and I wound up completely homeless, living out of my car with $2.03 to my name, a $35,000 debt, and just completely devastated in every way, shape, and form. And when I look back, man, how much I tried to just give up on everything and literally was suicidal and didn't think that my life would ever turn around and that it was always going to turn into a disaster and I was always going to fail, and so why even try? And so after several weeks of being this way, I finally got upset with myself and fed up with what I had just accepted about all the excuses and all the disappointing things that were going on. And I started a business from the trunk of my car in a payphone booth on December 26th of 1990. My first 4 days, worked 10 hours, made $2,000 from the trunk of my car in a payphone booth. In January, made $6,500 just working part-time. In February was my first full-time month, broke all the international sales records of a multi-billion dollar corporation that was all over the world with hundreds of thousands of representatives. The company is a household name today. And to come into an existing company that already had a huge track record and break all those sales records without trying, it was an amazing thing to me. I made over $10,000 that month, went on to, by the end of my first year, making $250,000. By the end of my second year, had made my first million. Now, this is interesting, and I always get kind of weird, you know, this time of year, because it is wild how you can make a decision and focus and go in an opposite direction than where you're at right now. You can make a choice tonight to do something so completely different so that next year doesn't look like this year. Because December 1st, 15 years ago, I wound up completely destitute. And then 12 months later, on December 7th, 12 months later of 1991, wound up putting $32,000 cash down on my first purchase of my first home. Now, how in the world can that happen? In fact, my first 6 months, I paid cash for my first Mercedes. 3 months later, paid cash for a bracelet that was worth more than the Mercedes. And at the 12th month, bought a home. A year and a half total, paid cash for a second Mercedes. Now, I wouldn't recommend that people do that now. I mean, I was young and foolish and spent money like it was water. I certainly don't preach that, teach that, or live that today. I believe in keeping that cash hidden somewhere, safe, especially in today's economy. But what an awesome thing that all of us live on a planet where God has given us a chance, and most of us live in a free country where we have the ability to come and go as we please, to worship who we want to worship, to do what we want, and to capitalize on capitalism. And what a blessing. And it's especially a blessing if you are currently capitalizing on the freedom of an entrepreneurial spirit that exists if you're listening to me right now. And those of you that don't, you're doing your best to find a way to walk in that freedom of an entrepreneur. And so many of you were invited by somebody who maybe you're in business with, maybe is your manager, maybe is a friend. I really want you to honor that person because they really did, they took time out of their schedule to let you know about a free website. And that website is Dani, D-A-N-I, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N.com. And that website has hours and hours and hours of free training and equipping for your entire life, for your personal life, for your professional life, for your spiritual life. There's incredible amounts of free information that we've had thousands and tens of thousands from all over the world use and grow their lives to a much more prosperous state. People like Tom and Kim, who have four daughters, who came in totally destitute, broke, and wound up making $200,000 their first year as a direct result of submitting their lives, first of all, getting things straight with their God and finding a business and plugging into that business and utilizing the training and this website that I'm talking about and be able to turn that site into profits of $200,000. And so if that's what you would like to see happen in your life, then I cannot stress enough for you to pay very close attention tonight and give it your best shot from the information that I'm going to give you tonight. So here, the question that I have for you tonight is, what do you want to duplicate? You see, everything you do and everything that you don't do will duplicate. And duplication isn't just a business term. It is actually a term that I apply even to my family. Every day your children are watching you, and they are going to do what you do and not necessarily listen to what you say. So if you want to back up what you say, then do what you say. You certainly can't tell your children not to cheat, steal, and lie when you're grabbing grapes through the vegetable department and popping them in your mouth. You certainly can't teach your kids to not cheat and steal and lie when somebody calls and you don't want to take the call and you tell your child to lie for you. And so whatever you do is going to duplicate. And so you want to make sure that your actions are followed through by what your tongue speaks. And so when I'm talking tonight, this call is more obviously geared towards business. And I want to talk to you especially about those of you who have a business where there is a power of duplication that you have ready and available to you that you can seriously grow and prosper from. Now, there's three ways to make money in America. Number one is production. And that is basically trading hours for dollars. And that's a great way to make money in America. In fact, that's how majority of Americans make money. They basically decide what their hourly rate is, and they trade hours for that hourly rate. And there's nothing wrong with production. The only problem with downside of the production issue is that if you don't trade those hours, then you don't get the dollars. And so, obviously, the name of the production game is obviously how do I make the most for the time that I have, first of all. And second of all, how can I maybe diversify my income so that I have other things going on in a more residual fashion so that even if I can't trade the hours, that maybe I can still be earning a passive income on the side. And so production is one way. That's how majority of Americans make money in America. They trade hours for dollars. And it's obviously effective, and that is, of course, if you're wise with the money that you make. That is, of course, if you're putting the money in correct places, and I'm not talking about investments, so to speak, but I'm talking about that it's not being wasted on things that really don't matter and that you're investing it into places that it really does matter. Number two, the second way to make money in America is through investing. Now, investing has made a lot of you guys a whole lot of money. And it has also robbed you of a whole lot of money. In fact, I've done training seminars all over the place. In fact, currently, when you're listening to this call, I'm in Australia and doing a training seminar this weekend in on the Gold Coast of Australia. And so, anyway, investing is one way to make money. And every single time I speak and I'm teaching about how to get out of debt, I ask people how many of you ever made money with investments. And, you know, a lot of the hands go up, and then I say, well, how many of you ever lost money with investments? And pretty much the same hands plus a few extras go up. And so the reality is the reason why investments can be so very risky is because we don't have any control over the market. The marketplace determines the value of that investment, which means you have zero control at all. And so to me, there's really not a safe place in that side of things other than real estate, especially if you're in a growing market. California, obviously, is where I've been born and raised and spent most of my time, and that's pretty much always been a good market. You almost can't lose buying land in the state of California. But there's some places around the country where you can pretty much lose your shorts if you invest in some land, like I know many people have and lost everything because they don't control the value of that piece of property. And so based on investing, again, I know lots of people have made lots of money, but some of those same people have also lost lots of money. And so it's risky only because you don't control the value of that particular investment. The third way to make money is through the power of duplication. And the power of duplication works basically like this: to have a small percentage of a bunch of people doing a little bit rather than a large percentage of one thing. It's better to have a small percentage of a large thing than it is to have a large percentage of a small thing. And so this is where most people really miss it, especially people in leadership, especially people who are running companies. Most people, leadership is all about different levels of leadership. And so some of your levels of leadership is that, if no one else can do it better than you, then you always seem to step up and get the job done yourself. Well, there's no money in that. There literally is no money in that. Not none, but there's not as much than if you were to employ the efforts of other people and let them give it their best shot. It may not be as good as you, but the reality is if you multiply these people's efforts, you're still going to be far ahead than if you had to do it all yourself. And I've watched people and coached people and consulted people for years in business. And I can tell you the people who cannot get out of their own way and get out of their own perfectionist mindset of it has to be done perfect, well, with that particular mindset, they never really seem to find anybody that does it as good as them, and so they stay fooey with it, and they just wind up doing this themselves. So the name of the game in the area of duplication, and McDonald's is one of the greatest examples of duplication. And the issue with McDonald's is you do not get wealthy by owning one McDonald's. All you've done is buy yourself a job if all you own is one franchise. That's it. That's all you've done is you have bought yourself a very expensive job. You're still trading hours for dollars if you only have one franchise location. But how you get wealthy in that franchise business is by owning several of those restaurants. I have a friend up where we live who started a Mexican restaurant, and currently right now they own 11 of them, all in this tiny little area in Northern California. Now, here's what's interesting. When they had the first restaurant, they were trading hours for dollars just like if they were working for somebody else in a restaurant. But when they began to duplicate this restaurant over and over and again, inside and outside of our county, now we're talking they're making incredible amounts of money. And they actually work much less because they were able to systematize what they were doing in their restaurant, systematize the recipe, systematize the hours, systematize the way people deal with the customers, what's on the menu, things like that. Once they got everything systematized, now it's just about finding people to follow the system. And let me tell you why. People are not duplicatable, but systems are. And so oftentimes when people get in business, they expect to duplicate themselves. And the reality is that's impossible. God only made one of you. He did not see fit to make two. The reality is that nothing on the planet is identically the same. Your DNA will never be the same as anybody else's, just like your fingerprints and the amount of hairs on your head. The list goes on. Even twins are not exactly the same. And so here's what you must understand. The secret to duplication is systems that are duplicatable. You see, Ray Kroc founded McDonald's. And see, Ray Kroc was certainly not duplicatable. He was the one who actually saw what the McDonald's brothers had put together. He saw a beautiful system of kicking out burgers and fries really fast, burgers, fries, and shakes. And he actually was a milkshake machine salesman. So he got it. I believe God gave him this awesome revelation one day. He saw many of these restaurants all over the country. Now they span the globe. And so here, Ray Kroc's brilliance was never duplicated. However, the system he put in place was. And that's exactly how I've built the businesses as well as the companies that I've built through the years. And so, for example, McDonald's has it so systematized that any 16-year-old could walk in right off the streets and start in that job. I mean, there are buzzers to tell you when to flip the burger, when to pull out the fries. Everything is completely set up on a system that anyone can duplicate. And so the question I have for you is, what are you duplicating? Most people in business, especially the home-based business industry, because the way that particular industry grows, because it grows extremely fast, especially when momentum kicks in, a lot of people get lost through the tracks because of a lack of training, a lack of development, a lack of skill development. And so when you look at the historical flaws of that industry, and that industry's been in business for just about 60 years, the historical flaws are training and duplication. And the reason is duplication usually goes pretty good for the first three generations, but beyond that, it's pretty much forget it. It really doesn't ever happen. Everything changes and gets diluted. Now, if you are able to make your business so systematized, like McDonald's has, and that's exactly how I built my business, that I knew that any given time that I had reps throughout the nation, if it was 7 o'clock, I knew exactly what they were doing. I knew exactly what they were doing when it was 8 o'clock. I knew exactly at 8:15 what they were doing because we had it so completely systematized. In fact, when we would do local presentations in a local area, whether in a training center or in a hotel, every time that presentation would end, within minutes, the entire room was silent after we got together with our guests. Why? Because we followed a very simple system. And so systems are easily duplicatable, but people are not. And so do you have a system that is duplicatable? How do you know if you do have a system that's duplicatable? Well, how many people are doing what you're doing right now? Something you have to ask yourself. So the question is, what are you doing right now? Well, you're on a Monday night call. You're on a call that is equipping you with some good information and training and really giving you that shot in the arm for the week. Well, how many people do you have doing what you're doing right now? Meaning, how many people in your business do you have on this call? Let's say you have 10 people on this call, okay? Let's say if you have 10 people on this call right now, and this is just an example, it should be a goal of yours every week. Let's say that you have 10 brand new guests on this call right now. So my question to you is, of the 10, how many of them have 10 on this call? That, my friends, is duplication. I'm going to say that again. If you're on this call and you say, oh yeah, I have 10 other people doing what I'm doing right now, do you really? If all you have is 10 people on this call, that is not duplication. But if you have 10 who have 10 on this call, now you're talking duplication. If all you've got, let's say that every week you bring 100 people to this call. I know many of you that do that. Some of you bring 500 and 600 people to this call. Now, if you are that person that has 100 people on this call, and every week it's pretty much the same, you have 100 people on this call, that tells me something. What that tells me is that the process of duplication, there is something missing. You see, when we started doing these calls 2 years ago, we started with 30 people on a call. By December, it turned into 100 people. And this is December of 03. By December of 04, it was 500 people. And here we are, December of 05, and between all the bridges from all the people that are dialing in, we have over 2,000 people on this call right now. So that, my friends, is duplication. So the question you got to ask yourself is, what am I duplicating? Well, if there's a whole lot of confusion and you're bringing a lot of new this and lots of different directions and you have way too much stuff going on inside your business and way too much stuff that you're promoting, then I can guarantee you that the sharpness is missing from your message. And so what Ray Kroc did that was so beautiful, and everybody else copied it, if you look at all the Burger Kings and the Taco Bells and the KFCs and the list go on of all the places that are trying to kill you with their horrible food that tastes really good, the reality is they have put a system together where they could hire somebody today, start them tomorrow, and by the end of the week they know fully the system that they are to follow. And so that is what you want to build, and that's how you want to be able to get that job done. Now, when we look at the inherent flaws of the home-based business industry, I've got a couple things I want to point out concerning that. Here's why. Some people, and it's not the industry that has created these flaws. There's a lot of different reasons for that, and I've been in for 17 and a half years, so I have a little tiny bit of experience. I've built sales forces to the tune of 20,000 people part-time in 2 years. So I've built thousands and tens of thousands of people through the years, and not only in the United States but in other parts of the world as well. So number one is that some people just don't know how to train others. They are just not gifted that way, and they have no desire to train anybody. the only desire that they have is to get out there and get a whole lot of customers and get a lot of reps, and they have no desire to pour themselves into somebody else's life. Now, that right there, if that's you, that's because you're missing a system. That means you are lacking a system, and you're not driving that system into the marketplace. And I understand if that is you. You just, you know, you want to, you know, get them in, get your check, and be on to the next one, and that's okay. But that, my friend, is not, and I mean is not, going to be able to help to build you a residual income that will compound itself, like I was just talking to you about, just even the amount of clients that we have on a conference call, which is a really good model to look at. And to see how fast that grows, which is absolutely crazy. Okay, so if that's you, I want you to understand that don't ever expect to be able to generate a residual six-figure income if all that you're going to do is just sell, sell, sell. It's not going to happen that way. You might wind up with one or two people a year, and that's if you're recruiting, you know, a couple hundred people a year that will actually wind up doing something, and they'll never wind up doing as good as you do. Number two is that some people only train those who make them money, meaning that some of the compensation structures work that, you know, there's a cutoff at five generations, and so they don't work below that fifth generation, and rightfully so. They only have so much time, and it's totally understandable why they won't work on that sixth to 12th or 50th generation. I understand that. And that's okay if that's how you want to build your business. I know a lot of people that build their business that way, and that's totally fine. I'll just give you a word for me. I worked below that generation, in fact, up way beyond that generation for years. In fact, one of my legs had, still does actually, had leaders nine levels deep, still does to this day, nine leaders who qualify and max out that compensation structure, still to this day, which is pretty wild. And that's because of a system that they were taught, just like a McDonald's system, and that they followed. And it just went down deep. And I work below that ninth level just in relationship, not necessarily lots of phone time or anything like that, but just, you know, searching them out at first steps to success, searching them out at a corporate event. Okay, number three. I just threw my pen across the room. Number three, the distributor isn't teachable and does things their own way or changes what is already working. I see that happen all the time. In fact, it happened today with one of my clients to where, you know, they hear about a structure, they hear about a system, and they look at it and they try to find all the reasons why it's not going to work, and then they come up with hypotheses that, you know, are fallacies, basically. They come up with a hypothesis that just would never happen, and then that stops them actually from getting started and doing it anyway. And so, again, I am here to just, you know, reveal the truth. The truth is that historically there are flaws, training and duplication. But that's not because of the industry. That's because of the people in the industry. And so if you're that number third type person where you're just completely unteachable and you're going to do things your own way, you're going to change what is already working, I'm going to tell you it's going to be a long, hard road to toe. It's going to be a complicated road. It's going to be a frustrating road. It's going to be a road that is going to tick you off beyond belief, and it's going to be a road that you are eventually going to say, screw it, it's not worth it, I quit. And so I cannot stress to you enough the importance of getting extremely teachable. I cannot express to you enough the reason why you need to totally put your head down and focus on the system and work that system to a T. I've got clients that might have done that, man, and they're growing their income by ridiculous numbers on a monthly basis. It's crazy to see how much their business has grown. Why? Because they finally got teachable. They finally got to the point where they stopped reevaluating to consider the information that they heard, and they said, you know what, forget it. I'm just going to do it and see what happens. And so, and much to their surprise, woohoo, it actually worked. And all the time that it was spent in analyzing it or trying to, you know, find out why it wasn't going to work, hello, they just basically wasted their time. And so that was the third type person that gets involved. Here's number four. The one fourth scenario that happens is, let's say that you sponsor Joe. That Joe sponsors Jeff. And Jeff isn't serious, and he gets in basically to prove that it's not going to work. He just, you know, signs an application just to prove to you that, hey, this ain't going to work anyway. Well, he brings in Steve, and Steve basically gets in for the product. He likes the product, and he believes in the product. And then, you know, because he's all excited about the product, Jan comes over to his house to see what the product is. Or let's say that Jan actually is just a friend, and Jan winds up coming over, and she actually sees the product out, and she's like, hey, what's this? What's that all about? And so she wants to get some. So she winds up ordering some from Steve. And, again, Jeff is in just to, you know, prove that it doesn't work. And Steve and Jeff just wind up quitting. All right. Neither one of them were committed. And so here's Jan. Jan goes online, you know, to do some research on the product that she just purchased, and she finds out, oh my gosh, there's a business opportunity that goes around with it. But look, there's nobody there to teach her. No one's committed upline from her. Nobody is serious. Nobody willing. Nobody with desire. And here's Jan, excited, doing her own research, trying to find a way to get started. And here's the reality. The reality is, much like Joe, Steve, and Jeff, most people in this business have no idea the potential of the business that they're in. And they never will. Therefore, will do nothing with it. And they perish because of a lack of knowledge. They absolutely perish because of a lack of knowledge. I am overwhelmed with grief about the kind of people that decide to walk away from an absolute gold mine. It just is so sad to me how they find excuses, and they love to meditate on those excuses. And they love to make those excuses huge mountains that they feel they cannot overcome. And it's so sad because what they have in their palm of their hands is a big old fatty gold brick. And they basically drop it on their toe because they do not know what they have. Most people lack desire, passion, and drive because they are not aware that there's more to life than settling for less. Most people have given up on their dreams to the point of having no desire at all and a passion for nothing. It's so sad because one weekend could change all of that forever. So a solution is how I built my business. And after failing for 6 months, I went to a training that I had to fly to, that I had to pay money to attend, and that I had every excuse not to go to. And my excuses were, I don't have the money, I can't figure this out on my own, or maybe I can figure this out. Maybe if I get up another 6 months doing what I'm doing right now, maybe it'll work itself out. Or this training is going to be boring. It don't have I don't have a place to stay. I won't know anyone there. I'm afraid of what goes on in those weird seminars where people get all excited and weird. You know, I'm too stupid anyway. I probably wouldn't even get what was being taught. It would probably go right over my head. Oh, you know, I'll just go ahead and go next time. Or I wouldn't get anything out of it anyhow. Or whatever. Well, thank God. Thank God that he stirred me enough to have me get over my excuses, because what I learned dramatically changed my business and my life forever. And what was more important than what I learned, it was the environment in which I put myself into. And that very environment grew in me the belief that, man, maybe I can. Maybe I can. Maybe I will. And so, but the name of this home-based business game is duplication. So all I did was bring people to that next training program. My absolute linear focus was put people in front of the training seminar, put people in front of the training seminar. That's all I focused on. All I focused on a weekly basis was get people to that training seminar. And we had to fly all over the country. I mean, from California to New Jersey, to Canada, to Washington, to Chicago, to Texas, all over the place. There was never a time where, you know, two consecutive times in a row where I got to be close to wherever this thing was happening. And it was never an option for me to miss one. And it was never an option for me to go alone. It just never happened. I constantly had people with me wherever I went. And so on a weekly basis, my system was this. I scheduled people for a presentation. I put them through that presentation. I closed them. I got them started. I began to make them money. And in that very first presentation, they heard about a seminar that was taking place in Dallas, Texas, January 13th and 14th of 2006. So they would hear of that seminar January 13th and 14th. And what they would do is they would plug, they would know about that seminar, that very first presentation. After that presentation, I would say, I'm looking for a group of people that are going to be attending that training seminar. The people who come out of that are going to make the most amount of money for the month of January. They have the best shot at being six-figure income earners for 2006. Those that don't go will certainly be behind. It was never an option for people not to go in my sales force. It just was never an option. You're going. If you want to make money and you've gotten this to succeed, then you got to go. Imagine going a doctor, somebody deciding they want to become a doctor and just showing up to the emergency room without the 10 years of schooling. He's going to fail And he's going to get sued. Clearly going to get sued. And so that was a part of my system, is that, you know, get people to seminar, get people to seminar, get people to seminar, get people to the events. And so they, once they went, guess what happened? They got committed. They got over their excuses. They found desire, drive, and passion and built huge businesses. They went ballistic. Their business dramatically changed. They learned from a pro how to be able to market the products, how to build a customer base, how to bring people into the business like a professional. They learned how to present. They learned how to promote. They learned how to get others to a training seminar. And I have to tell you something. Not all events are created equal. They're just clearly not. We've been in situations where we did a test throughout 12 months, and a company had done 4 events that year, and we had done 8. Well, the 4 events that they had done, we had 2 times the amount of people in those events, and the sales went down. We had half the amount of people at the first step of success, and the sales over doubled. And so clearly, not all events are created equal. And here's the reality, is that when I went to that particular event, my belief grew. My excuses went out the door. My skill increased dramatically. And in life, you have to know that we attract exactly who we are, because birds of a feather flock together. And if that's the case, if birds of a feather flock together, then you have to know that the more committed that you get, the more committed the people you will attract. The more focused you get, the more focused the people that you will attract. You will attract the same kind of people based on who you are. And so if you are determined, you will attract people that are absolutely determined. If you are whining, you will attract people that are whining. If you're focused more on building that business and creating a future and making things happen, then those are the kind of people that you will clearly attract to your business. So it's all about being able to completely focus, and it's about becoming who you need to become to be able to build the kind of business that you want to build. And so the question I have for you is this. When I started this call, it was, so what do you want to duplicate? What do you clearly want to duplicate? Do you want to duplicate struggle? Do you want to duplicate not being sure? Do you want to duplicate being on the fence? Do you want to duplicate no drive? Do you want to duplicate minimal skills? Do you want to duplicate not sure how to do it? Or is it the right way? Do you want to duplicate slower than slow? I'm sure the answer is no, Danny. I don't want to duplicate slower than slow. Well, then look at this. Everything you do, whether you know it or not, you truly do have a system, and some of your systems are totally complicated. Whether you know it or not, you even run your household on a system. Just some of those systems are chaotic. Some of those systems are just totally disorganized. Some of those systems provoke rage, anger, stress, anxiety. All of you have a system. You just don't realize you have a system. And so the simpler the system, the more profitable it will be. Well, Danny, how does that apply to my house? Trust me. I have got a very simple system in my house. Here's a prime example. 2.5 years ago, when I came out of retirement and decided that, in fact, no, sorry, God kicked my butt out of retirement and basically gave me an opportunity to get out and do what I knew I was called to do. Obviously, I was going to need some help in my home. Well, this is how systematic I even have my home. I trained this friend of mine who, you know, I don't like to call her a nanny because she's more to us than that title. She is a friend. She's our partner. She's one of our team members. But completely systematized how I trained her, and she has held up the system of training for my children in my house. She's held up the system for meals, held up the system for chores, held up the system for keeping the house in order, held up the system for training my kids up in the ways of the Lord. It's the same system that I did and basically duplicated, you know, had that system that I've done to develop my children and the standards in which I want to develop my children, and 3 days a week, this woman implements that same exact system. Now, of course, she does it with her own personality and the way that she is, but the bottom line is she follows a very simple system, and she duplicates that system on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, and when I'm gone once a month at a training seminar. And so everything you do will duplicate, and that's just the way it is. And so here are some things that I would encourage you that you would want to duplicate. One is that you keep things quick and simple instead of struggling. are sure and determined instead of duplicating, I'm not sure, that you are committed and straight to your goals instead of completely on the fence, that you are motivated and excited on purpose with a passion instead of duplicating no drive, having outrageous skills that are superior instead of having minimal skills that basically aren't going to make you any money. Because that's the bottom line. You have got to have skills if you want to go beyond paying your bills. Number five is, do you want a bypassing speed? Do you know what I mean by a bypassing speed? That means you're passing everybody up. Everyone else is going slower than slow. No, that cannot be you. But you are going at a speed that is passing, a far surpassing speed. So you will see when you follow the system that I'm talking about, and that is the First Step to Success system, and you're plugging people into monthly events and you're plugging yourself into calls like this, you're plugging yourself into CDs, you're plugging yourself into what it takes to be able to make it happen, you will see your business absolutely grow. Bottom line. So let's say that your business you start following a system and you're not one of those four people that I was talking about, that you actually are teachable and that you're hungry and you're going to follow directions. And let's just say that your business begins to grow fast because you're plugging people into that seminar system called First Step. I want you to imagine the kind of sales force that is these five things I just said. They're quick. They're like McDonald's. There's a button that tells them when to flip the stinking burger. Imagine the kind of group that you would have that are on purpose, that are driven, that are building, that are focused, that are following that system. And every day, any time of day, you know where 100 of your people are and what they are doing. You know that they're on the phone, and you know exactly what they're saying. Why? Because they follow the script book in the North Carolina CDs. Because they're following that very simple system that is not a hypothesis, that actually works and has been tried and proven to work. We have collected thousands of testimonials over the last 2 years because the system works, because people are having success. And so when you just stick to it and you follow it, you're going to see things growing dramatically and in some cases at an extremely rapid rate. And here's why. Because you see, the most important thing a new person or your current distributor needs to see is something that is simple. They need to see something over and over and over again, and once they do, then they embrace it and they know they can actually get the job done. So even with every single presentation that's being done, if you have that thing systematized and you know, here it is on a, you know, if it's a Tuesday night or if it's a Thursday night or if it's a Saturday, you know that you've got people in your organization that are just following a simple system. It's a simple script. And they're following that. And if they follow that simple system, they're going to have success. And if they follow, and if they do it a lot, they're going to have more success. And that's like hugely important. So I asked you in the beginning, what do you want to duplicate or what are you currently duplicating? Well, one of the things that a lot of people duplicate is just sponsoring people, and that's it. Throw them against the wall and hopefully something sticks. I'm going to tell you something about that. The name of this game is duplication. And if it's about duplication, then you can't just be so concerned about getting people's money. You have to really look beyond that prospect's money, and you want to look beyond that, and your whole goal is to be able to help build them a check by getting to their contacts, building them a story, their first week story, their first 2 day story, their first month story. Now, mind you, that's a 50-50 deal. It is their job to bring you the people. It's your job to present and train and equip them to present and train and equip them to close. And then you move on to the next one. Within 30 days, you should have every person that is willing to step up to the plate and go to work totally and completely duplicated as far as the system goes. Now, I'm not talking about personal growth, but I'm talking about the system. They know how to do that system. They stick to that system, and they just go out and make the system work. And so your job is to get to your brand-new person's contacts. I don't care how you get to them, you just got to get to those contacts. And you've got to do, like you've been hearing me just hit you guys over the head hard with for the last 2 months, is that three-meeting plan. And get on that system with the Home Presentation Success System, which is where the three-meeting plan is revealed in those CDs, that you instantly put that brand-new person to work and you train them that three-meeting plan, which means that you're going to do the first meeting for them, the second meeting they do half, you do half, the third meeting they do the whole thing, and you're there to clean up the mess because there will be a mess. And so the system is what you have to have in place that is duplicatable, okay, so that your new person gets off the ground and they just copy what you're doing. And when they can just copy what you're doing, oh, my gosh, they go crazy. And when they go crazy, they start getting results. And guess what else? They start freaking out. They start going, oh, my gosh, this is actually working. I can't believe it. And that simply is what happens, okay? And don't misunderstand me. You are definitely going to have people that are going to have barriers, and you're going to have to learn how to answer those barriers. You're going to have people that are still going to have objections. Even when you get them started and you get them working, there's some people that are going to have a little bit of success, and they're going to wind up getting off track. And when they get off that track, guess what's going to happen? When they get off that track, they wind up changing something, and they get off of the system for a little bit. And that is something you're going to have to deal with. And as you grow in leadership through things like creating a dynasty, I think it's going to be in May, and also First Steps, it helps to, you know, develop some of the very beginning leadership skills that you need to be able to learn how to deal with people like that and help move them through their barriers. The quickest way to help people move their barriers is taking a little bit of leverage, which is some new prospect, and telling them, if you bring me two people, I'll give you this guy. There ain't no motivation like that kind of motivation, the kind of motivation of missing out on somebody that could do something great. Okay, so I have a couple things for you. Number one, if you want to be able to get yourself to the place where you are really duplicatable and that you're attracting a different level of people because you have grown to a different kind of a person, number one is I want you to decide, even right now, go through an archive of calls or go through some CDs that you have in your library. And please do not, and I repeat, do not go to my website and purchase a CD package or all of those CDs that are on there if you are not going to listen to them. Don't waste them. Don't waste your money. Don't waste my CDs. I do not want any of you to have that product in your hands if you are not going to use that product to build your knowledge, to build yourself personally, to grow your skills, and to profit from it. I want the people that are inside of this organization that is worldwide to prosper from what we produce. We don't produce this content for profit. We produce this content for you to prosper and for you to teach other people how to prosper. And so you need to decide right now, what are you going to listen to? You need to listen to CDs. You need to listen to them every single day. That will help you to focus and prepare you with the skills that are necessary to succeed. I so remember so clearly that after I was homeless, and after January 5th, I got my apartment, and I remember having played on repeat over and over and over again these tapes. You know, that was a long time ago. They didn't have CDs. I just remember listening over and over again 24 hours a day. I wasn't married anymore, so I didn't have to deal with some man telling me I couldn't listen to something. But I listened to some man that really came out wrong, or some woman. I know some of you have wives who would object to, and rightfully so, I understand. But anyway, I would listen to tapes all day long, all night long, and I even have stuff playing in the background right now with me. Why? Because I wanted to direct my thoughts. My thoughts were so nasty, and I was so defeated and so negative and so depressed that if I let my thoughts run away with me, oh, my gosh, it would run me into suicide. That's not a joke. That's so not a joke. I'm deadly transparent with you about that. And so when I would listen to stuff, listen to tapes and CDs, it directed my thoughts for me. And even now, to this day, I listen to stuff all day long. Even now today, for example, when I'm in the shower, I've got a CD player in that bathroom, and I am listening to training stuff. And not necessarily, if I'm listening to more spiritual tapes and things like that, and I would do that. And I remember throughout my career that the times when, and this is so funny, it was like a little formula that God kind of gave me, and I didn't even realize that it was happening. But check it out. There was, like, for example, this one particular month where I had listened to tapes all day, all night. And every day on my way to my office, I would listen, you know, I had an hour commute, and I would listen to some tapes on the way there, and then I would listen to them on the way home, and I'd have them play in the background of my office while I was prospecting. And that month, I remember, was my first $52,000 month, from nothing to $52,000, meaning created that amount of sales volume out of thin air. And that was my very first time that I had done that, and I'm like, whoa, man, that's incredible. That's so awesome. And then the next month, I stopped listening to tapes. What a dork. I stopped. I was like, you know, I want to listen to the radio. And I let there be dead time. And that next month, I flopped. And so then the next time, I'm like, dude, what did I change? What did I do? So I put those tapes back on again, and I made them direct me again. And so I cannot express to you the importance of constantly developing yourself and constantly directing your thoughts, because whatever your thoughts are, you will act them out. Your life will never change until your mind does. Your life will never change until your focus does. And so for as little as the cost of CDs out there on information today, as little as the cost, let's say that you hear a really good sermon at church on Sunday, but man, what do they charge you, $5 or $10? If that message really impacts you, listening to it over and over again, I mean, the dividends are ridiculous. When you look at the North Carolina CDs, those are just outrageous. It's a live seminar that was recorded in North Carolina, but they are truly the foundation. They are truly the foundation for your business. And without those North Carolina CDs, you may duplicate things that are just terrible. I see people do it all the time. They duplicate things that are hard and confusing and chaotic. They duplicate things that are non-profitable. Now, I hope you got in your business to profit. And I hope you really got in your business to profit. That would be a really good thing. So it's very important for the I mean, $97 is all those 10 CDs are. There's even a time management section on those CDs for $97. And when you look at those 10 CDs, 10 hours of training and equipping, and if you actually listen to those and you redirect it, what is going through your mind, and you apply what you hear, whoa, that's huge. And I mean huge. Here's number two, and this is also what I did. Go to training seminars that are proven to get you the results you deserve. There's lots of seminars you can go to out there. And unfortunately, they're not always apples to apples. There's lots of different types of speakers and trainers. There's lots of different formats. There's lots of different purposes for each one of those seminars. There's seminars that are just strictly spiritual, and that's great to feed your spirit, is hopefully if you're going to be fed by the right spirit. And then, of course, there are seminars to teach you mind control. There's seminars to teach you how to walk on fire. There's seminars to teach you business management skills. There's all different kinds of seminars that you can go to. There's motivational seminars. There's all different kinds. And they all serve a purpose, and I'm sure they all get results. But what kind of results are you looking to create? What kind of results are you looking to bring into your business, into your family, into your lives, and into the lives of the people that you are directing? So you must go. That is continued education that will pay you dividends. It is equipping that can change and tweak and improve just small parts of your life that can make a huge, huge difference. Every time I've ever gone, and I continue to go to seminars even now, Hans and I still go to training seminars. Obviously, in the direction that we're looking to build our business to be able to help you guys, as we're learning and have been learning. Hans has been really studying a lot on internet marketing for the last 5 years. He spent thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on his education in there. Why? To help you guys build your business stronger, to put systems in place to help your business be more efficient and better. And so you got to go. You got to continuously grow. You got to continuously invest in that way. Well, Danny, I really can't afford it. Then get your butt out there and sell some products so you can afford it. Or go through your house and look at all that junk that you've spent foolishly on that you don't need and have a garage sale. Wherever there is a will, there is a way. Stop spending money foolishly on things that you don't need at Walmart. Stop spending money foolishly on food that you wind up throwing away. Quit eating at drive-thrus. Look for ways to save money so that you can put yourself in a position to grow. Number three, you need to be on this weekly call every single Monday. And I know many of you do. In fact, some of you have been following us for 2 straight years, and I am humbled. I'm absolutely humbled by that fact. And that so many of you are faithful here every single week. I remember when I first started thinking, oh, what if no one shows up? And look at now over 2,000 people on a call. It's crazy. And so you need to make sure that for your future and for your weekly charge, you need to make sure for weekly direction that you get on this call. Now, more importantly than you being on this call, you need to have 1 to 2 to 10 new people on this call each week. And you know who you are. If you're somebody that, you know, you have the ability to bring in 3 or 4 people a month, then you need to have a couple people a week on this call. Use this as a prospecting method. Use this as a method of when somebody tells you, you know, they need to think about it, you tell them, you know what, I've got a really great way where you could think about it, and I think that's a really good idea that you need to think about this, because this is a big decision for your life. I need you to go and listen right now at 7 o'clock. There is an industry trainer who will be doing a live conference call. It's 7 o'clock on Monday night, and this is a broke cocktail waitress who became a millionaire in 2 years after being homeless. And so if you don't do anything with our company, at least you have this website and you have this information to build whatever it is that you want to build. If you invite that person on the call, and let's say that, you know, I know there's some people that get on this call and they can't stand me, and that's okay, that's fine, whatever. And then there are people who get on the call and say, oh, my gosh, that really impacted me, or, wow, I heard something tonight that really made a difference, or, you know, I like her screechy voice, whatever. Or, you know what, I can't stand the way she talks, but, man, she had some really good content. Whatever it is, I'm here every week for free giving you the best that I can. I mean, give me a break. I'm not charging you $300 for this call, which is what it would cost you if you tried to book a conference call with us, actually for 2005. That's going to change in 2006. So what I'm telling you to do is that you want to make sure that if you can sponsor a couple people a month, then you need to have 3 or 4 or 5 people every Monday night on this call, brand new fresh prospects on this call. If you're somebody that sponsors 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 people a month, then you need to have no less than 10 new people on this Monday night call. If you're not, you are not maximizing this call. And if you're a leader who has a conference bridge and you brought in 100 people on this call, and it's the same every week, there's a problem. If that number is not growing each and every week, there is a problem. Duplication is not happening. Your troops are not duplicating what you're doing. And so you want to make sure that you've got 10 or more new people each week on our website. You can have 10 or 20 or 100 people go to my website every single day if you wanted to. And that's a form of involvement for them. Number four, you want to duplicate the same. Make sure your people are doing the same thing you're doing. Make sure your people are doing the same thing that you are doing. This is hugely important, because if you're the only one doing it, you're doing it in vain. So the key is having your people follow your footsteps. And so you tell that new person right away, hey, listen, Monday night is the conference call at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Not only do you need to be on that call, but we need to find 4 or 5 people that would be representing you on that call. Because remember, what you're doing right now is going to duplicate, and this time next year, you're going to see the fruit of what you're doing. And so when you're going into next year and finishing out the month of December, finishing up 2005, you want to ask yourself, is what I'm doing right now, do I want that to duplicate? So as I began this call with what are you duplicating, I just really gave you some information of what you can duplicate. Do you have access to a Ray Kroc system? The answer is yes, and that system is DannyJohnson.com. That system is a website that's available 24/7. That system is available to you so that you can build a dynamic business. That system is the first step to success system for those that really want to be serious about making money. You have access to a Ray Kroc system that has been proven and is being sought after by people from all over the world. That is being sought after by multimillionaires that wish they would have had what this is years ago. And so if you want to be able to teach your people how to work part-time and earn a six- and a seven-figure income, none better than to learn it from somebody who has done it. None better than to learn from somebody that has a proven track record of currently doing it. Currently doing it. We have truly risen up six-figure income earners over the last 2 years. And we're serious about finding some more poster children for 2006. So, guys, you've got an opportunity to really make a difference blowing out the rest of this month. You have an opportunity to make a big difference in the lives of people around you. And I want to introduce you to something that is very near and dear to my heart. It's something that I started a few years ago, and it's called Secret Blessings. And what I want to encourage you to do is that we are coming into that Christmas season where it's really all about stuff, and it's all about excessive spending on things and people that do not need it. And so this is something that I started several years ago where I would contact my friends and say, you know what, my children and your children really don't need any more stuff, and I don't want my children to feel like, you know, that they receive love because of gifts per se, but that they see it through other venues. And that they express love through giving, and they receive love through giving. And so why don't we, instead of you buying my family anything and instead of me buying your family, let's take the amount of money we would have spent on each other on stuff that would wind up in some garage sale eventually or some toy that's going to break after a week. Why don't we pull those funds together, and why don't we find a family that is in dire need right now, and let's pull all that money together and buy them gifts. Let's buy them groceries for the month, clothing, whatever it is that they need. And we've done this for years, and it is so profound and so beautiful and so awesome. And my children have been involved with doing this. In fact, last year, we did not do Christmas at all. My children went shopping and bought the things that they wish they would have gotten themselves, and they turned around and they gave it to somebody else. And we found six families that were just in dire straits, some of them homeless families. We're talking six children and homeless. And we went out and we bought clothing, and we bought blankets, and we bought food for a month, and bought supplies to bring to those families. And my children, when we came back from that trip, we asked them, and we went to Hawaii to do this because we went back to our roots. And we asked our children, what was your favorite thing about your trip to Hawaii? And they said, giving the gifts to those children that were homeless. That's what made the biggest impact on my children, was for them to not be selfish looking for what they were going to get, but for them to look at what they were going to give. And so I encourage you this Christmas season, rather than blowing money and making the merchants even wealthier, why don't we pull our families together and just present this idea to them? That rather than doing what we always do, let's do something different and let's find some families. And it has to be a secret. This is why it's called Secret Blessings. The family you're going to bless cannot know about it. You show up unannounced with a truckload of stuff for them. Unannounced. They have no idea that you're coming. One Christmas we had raised, just between a couple of our friends, $1,500, and we were able to bless several families, and we sent out a message to everybody. Who do you know that's in big trouble right now? Who do you know that can't make their electric bill payment? Who do you know that is struggling and doesn't have any food? And that's what we did, is we just went through and networked and found out who we knew that was really struggling. And we went out and we custom shopped for all of them. I mean, we found out the ages of the children and what they liked and the clothing sizes and the mother's favorite color, and we just blessed them all. And so you have an opportunity this season to really do something very special and get your whole family involved with it. And I want to encourage you to get involved with Secret Blessings for the month of December. And if you want to join me on this adventure of really blessing a family who really is in need, who really does have serious needs and not just blowing stinking money on stupid stuff that people just don't need. We are such a fat nation with too much blessing and spoiled rotten brats. Let's instead, if you want to join me on this Secret Blessings, then please email me and let me know that you're doing it, or email me after you have already done it, how much money you collected and the families that you blessed, because we would love to know about it. And let's do this worldwide if we can. Other than that, gang, it's the top of the hour, and it is time for us to move on. I would love for you to join me in the Secret Blessings just by organizing it with your own families and going out and getting it done and letting me know about the blessing that you received in it. As well as, you know that here in another week, there's going to be a class that is starting December 13th as well as the 29th. It is a two-day class. It is a teleseminar, which means it's on the phone from the comfort of your own home. We are going to be able to get together on the phone as a team, really brainstorming and looking at, okay, what worked in 05, what is going to work in 06, and coming up with a plan of action on how you are going to grow your business. So we're going to give you growth strategies for 2006 starting on December 13th. It is a three-hour class on both the 13th and the 29th. It starts at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, ends at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It will be a live and interactive call. There will be people who will be able to ask questions on this call. We are going to cover, obviously, the basics in prospecting and closing, as well as we're going to go over some time and time management so that 2006 is not as chaotic as 2005 was for you. You're going to learn how are you going to handle it all with all the kids and the job and the business. How do I make all that happen? We will teach you how to do that in this teleseminar that's taking place on the 13th and the 29th of December. We are also going to be covering how do you get your new person to get off the ground and get going and making things happen. And lastly, how do I create a tremendous amount of volume out of absolute thin air for the month of December? So not only are you going to get equipped to have a killer month in the month of December, but you are going to have some growth strategies for 2006 that are going to blow your mind. It is going to be pivotal for many of you. You're going to look back at a turning point in your life, and December 13th and 29th will have been that turning point in your life. So we invite you to come to that. It is only $97 for 6 hours of training. Only $97, that's it. And if you are not fully satisfied with the 6 hours of training for this teleseminar that you're going to have right in the comfort of your own home, we will refund your money 100% plus give you an extra $97 on top of that. So it's a double your money back guarantee, as well as if you go right now to DannyJohnson.com, the first, if you go right now to DannyJohnson.com, and you get registered right now, actually, let me give you the URL. It's DannyJohnson.com/teleseminar, TELESEMINAR. DannyJohnson.com/teleseminar. Actually, sorry, I screwed that up. It's ask, A-S-K, DannyJohnson.com/teleseminar. Ask, DannyJohnson.com/teleseminar. Go register now. And for the next 60 minutes, whoever registers within the next 60 minutes, we're going to throw in the MP3s for free. If you register in the next 60 minutes, I will give you the MP3s for free, which means the recording of the class you will own forever. That content is yours forever, and you can turn that content and apply the content that's on there and make six figures with less stress, making more money. So other than that, guys, thank you so much for your time. God bless you. And please pray for me next weekend as we are doing a seminar in Australia on the Gold Coast of Australia. Please pray for me if you think of me and our whole staff on that weekend. So God bless you guys, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.